Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert Bertonis is with us. He's a radio frequency engineer, patent holder, and he designs some systems for some of the biggest of the big, literally, no exaggeration, in Silicon Valley. Well, sometimes mispronounced as Silicon Valley, but it's Silicon Valley. California, the epicenter of technology for the planet. Welcome, Bert.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, I was thinking, without getting into the specifics of the university or the fraternity, but you did attend a university, a very large one, well-known, and you were a member of a fraternity, is that right?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and so you're also a student of history, and you really like learning about historical things. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, weren't you involved in the historical record keeping for a fraternity, a very large fraternity?
No, I think that was. A different frater.
Okay. I thought it might have been you. But anyway, the reason I ask is there's a story about this fraternity and their associated sorority. So what happens with fraternities at the university level, they typically have an affiliation with a sorority. So if there's a social event, you know, the fraternity and the sorority may do something, you know, as a joint venture. So a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys, and they do things and so forth. And one day, I was approached by a whole vehicle full of young ladies. This whole, just me, and this whole group of young ladies. And they came up to me and they said, "Hey, we have a surprise for you, and we don't want the other brothers in the fraternity to know about it just yet. We just want you to know about it. So would you come with us?" So I got in their vehicle, and I thought they were going to take me to the sorority house.
Was that when you got kidnapped?
Well, yeah, and the question is, what they did, yeah. So what what happened was they got me in the car, and they said, you know, this is a surprise, and just you're going to know about it, and for now, and later the rest of the fraternity will learn about it. And I thought they were going to take me to the sorority house, and they went out of town. They took me about 20 miles out of town and left me. And on the way, they finally told me what it was. And they said it was something, it was in retaliation. This was their retaliation for something that happened at the sorority house. And they explained it to me this way. They said, "A bunch of you guys broke into our sorority house and stole our underwear." You know anything about that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can understand why you don't want to answer that. Okay, so what do you have for us today?
Well, you had a couple of things up on the docket, and I thought we'd talk about 5G and and electromagnetic radiation first, mm-hmm. because I think talking about that, I can provide a lot of answers. The other topic you suggested, we can cover that if time permits, but I think there we have questions than answers.
Okay. Well, why don't you begin?
Sure. Well, you had mentioned, in fact, you had told me a story about a neighbor who was concerned about his radiation at his house and his electronic meter and, how he could shield it. And so I tried to explain that radio waves, in terms of their power level, is logarithmic. And so I think this is important for everyone to understand, is that the way nature in the universe created electromagnetic energy, the amplitude, the strength, it's not linear, it's logarithmic. In other words, it can vary by enormous orders of magnitude. You know, linear might be, you know, you look at something, you go, oh, it's, you know, twice as long as it is wide, or, this potato weighs twice as much as this small one here. And, you know, that's more or less linear comparison. In logarithmic, the best example I can give you is the Richter scale on earthquakes. You know, an earthquake of 6 compared to an earthquake of 7 is 10 times. And 10 times the movement of the earth. And that's how electromagnetic energy, in terms of its level, how it operates, how it exists. So, I'm giving you this just kind of to set the backdrop of what we need to be concerned about for sure, what we maybe should be concerned about, and what is almost certainly probably safe, or at least at a level below other things that have been there, you know, our whole lives. So when they first started working with electricity, and actually this goes back to audio, believe it or not, Alexander Graham Bell, he realized he had to come up with a way to measure relative strength of signals. So he came up with something, and it basically said every time the signal goes up by 10 times, I'll call it a bell after himself. And, you know, that kind of took off. Everyone said, okay, this unit's a bell stronger than this other unit. And I don't really know that he named it on day one. I think it was named after him. But in any case, people started using it, and they realized, well, this is pretty big. How about if we cut it down by a tenth? And they said, okay, let's try decibel, little d, big B. And that worked out really well. In fact, it turns out that if you're listening to a tone, one decibel is exactly the difference in strength that your ear can detect. And they go, wow, this decibel is great. And that's how we came about using it about, 100 years ago or so. So now I mention this because let's go back to where you told me this person in his house was concerned about the radio waves coming from his smart meter. So it turns out that the radio waves we're exposed to just by being on this planet, in this country, in this day and age, with all the radio signals going by, believe it or not, the level of signals that we're exposed to, you know, if we could take an antenna and tie it into our heads and, you know, create a human spectrum analyzer, the levels we would be receiving, and see if you can put your head around this, probably wrong choice of words, but it varies by 100 dB. In other words, from the strongest signal, which would be, you know, probably your cell phone in your hand, or, you know, walking right up to your wireless router, or, you know, let's say, you know, probably not a good idea, but you live across the street from a TV or radio transmitter or a cell tower, which is more prevalent, you know, that being the strongest, all the way to the weakest, you know, being out in Yosemite Park in the middle of nowhere and just picking up the background radiation or a few distant TV radio stations. That difference in amplitude is over 100 dB. In other words, that's not a difference of 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times. It's some, I don't even know what 110 dB would be, you know, some quadrillion to one. So now, back to your friend in the house. How strong was that signal coming out of his smart meter? I suspect, even though he thinks putting steel wool around it got rid of his headache, I suspect, you know, that was just him thinking he lowered the signal, because the smart meter is going to radiate, you know, just feeling a little steam. It's on what we call a closed loop. And even if he did put it over the antenna, it's just going to force it to want to transmit more power to get to whatever device, and typically it's your neighbor's meter, believe it or not, they talk from house to house, it's just going to force it to use even more power. So, giving you a long answer, Vince, but I don't think your neighbor friend did anything to improve the situation in the physical sense.
Okay, and back to the decibel scale. So, my understanding, Bert, is that a very faint sound, very faint, would be about 20 decibels. You know, you're just barely able to hear the sound. And a very loud, painful sound is 120 decibels. So the difference between just being able to hear it.
Yeah, you're confusing.
Well, I'm just trying to give us.
But you're confusing two things.
I'm just.
The decibel itself is just a relative measurement. There's no absolute level. Now, if you talk in terms of if you add another letter, like dBm we use in radio electronics, you know, a dBm or dBw. dBw means 1 watt. dBm, 1 milliwatt. So in terms of audio, and I'd have to go get my audio chart to see what it is. You're not referring to a dB. You're referring to a dB plus something else that sets an absolute level.
What I'm referring to is the delta. What I'm trying to share with our class is this on a sound type audio scale that 20 dB is barely audible and 120 dB is painfully it inflicts so much pain. It's like just at the level of a loud rock band, you know, close up. That's the delta. I'm just trying to share.
Okay. I can grab my.
We have a 2 second delay, Bert. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not sure why we have it, but it's a really long delay. At the end of this, or at the end of the segment, I'm going to reconnect and see if I can shorten this delay, because we're accidentally stepping on each other. But I'll be quiet. Please continue.
Yeah, I guess we probably have a little too much string on the soup can. And can you pull your cord on your can in a little?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do during the break. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay. And after the break, I will get out my... We do have here in the lab a decibel sound meter, and I'll get it out and read off some of the chart and the statistics. So, but yes, the whole point is we're talking about a logarithmic scale. So the Bluetooth earpiece you put in your head, actually, you know, in your ear, is actually only about, you know, a couple of milliwatts. Very low. We're talking, you know, maybe 600 times lower than what your cell phone puts out that you hold up to your head. So, big difference. So when we talk about RF safety, we have to really look and see, you know, what...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Bertonis is with us. He's in Silicon Valley, California. And, Bert, I believe you mentioned that cell phone signal strength is about 600x what the signal strength of a Bluetooth earpiece might be, both of which many people put right next to their heads. Please continue.
Yeah, so that's one example. And, you know, since we're talking about cell phone, let me also say that, you know, the iPhone was designed, and all phones really, to radiate most of the energy out of the side, not facing your head. So here's the funny thing. You've probably seen some people advertising these shields that you can put over a cell phone and, you know, to reduce supposedly the amount of RF energy going into your head. Well, so they cover the outside of the phone in this. And what does that do? Well, because it's a closed loop, the cell phone tower says, hey, I'm getting a weak signal. Please boost your power. So it forces the cell phone to boost the power to its max, which is 600 milliwatts. And since you've now shielded going away from your head, all of that energy now is going to go right into your brain. So perversely, buying these devices can actually make it worse in terms of what you're actually absorbing in RF energy.
Okay, so what's the quick takeaway? So if you're going to use a cell phone, use a speakerphone and keep it at a distance, right?
Yeah, don't hold it up to your head. Just, you know, use Bluetooth, use whatever hands-free option you have. If you're in your car, put it over on an empty seat and just use your car Bluetooth. That's very safe.
Okay, and let's just extrapolate this. So let's say you have in good old days, and you had a child who was on a school bus, and just to keep them all safe, you make sure your child has a cell phone. So there's 45 children on the bus, and it's all metal, top, bottom, left, right, except for the windows. And many of the children are looking at their cell phones and communicating on their cell phones. What does that do, being in that metal box with 45 cell phones?
Well, the metal box probably in itself doesn't make a difference. It's not like the metal box is trapping you so there's more RF. It doesn't work that way. But what the metal box does do is cause most of, if not all of those cell phones to have trouble reaching the tower. So I would guess that almost all of those cell phones are now broadcasting at maximum power because they're inside that metal box. So probably not good, but not maybe for the reason you first think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so in terms of what you need to worry about, you have to really look at, what are the sources that are dangerous and what are innocuous. So being near a cell phone tower, obviously, that would be one that we could classify as more dangerous. And everyone talks about 5G and the new frequencies that are going to be used. And I know, Vince, we've covered that topic on previous shows. But let me just say that in my view, from having worked with all these frequencies, it's not so much that the higher frequencies are any more dangerous. In fact, some people say the most dangerous frequencies for the human body are around 100 megahertz because that's where our natural resonance of our body is. But the problem with 5G is that there's going to be more prolific cell phone head ends and base stations. We call them micro base stations. So instead of having a cell phone tower, every quarter mile or mile or, depending on how dense your city or environment is, instead they're going to be at every building, everywhere you walk, not just one in a shopping center, but maybe 100 in a shopping center, one in every office, probably more than one in every office. So in terms of the aggregate power, the total amount of power, that's what's potentially more dangerous, not the any one unit per se, just the fact that we're going to have so many more of them.
I remember you telling me a story about how you were called in as a consultant. There was an installation at a campus and where students lived, and they put in some Wi-Fi equipment so that students could have in their rooms all the amenities of ubiquitous Wi-Fi. It didn't work very well, and it was a multi-story building. And you found out that the installer set all of the Wi-Fi routers to maximum power, and they were overpowering each other.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. You know, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. I'm just doing what I'm asked. I'm still going to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert Pertonis is with us. And, Bert, the story I was relating to was when you were consulting about a whole bunch of access points, you know, wireless routers set to maximum power, and they were jamming each other, and they weren't working very well. And so what typically happens is, I guess, the professionals who install these really don't know all the answers, and they just turn them up to maximum power, and they fight with each other. Isn't that what you were telling us?
Yeah, they were putting in repeaters, and the whole dorm was basically just clogged with so much RF energy. You know, at first, you put in a repeater, and you get a little stronger energy, and it sounds good, but you're really making your neighbor have more interference, so then your neighbor puts one in, and then that keeps continuing to where Everybody puts them in, but nobody's working because the interference just gets unbelievable. And the other issue is that these are all working asynchronously. In other words, they're not coordinated. So, you know, Wi-Fi, believe it or not, has a very primitive protocol, and it basically, you know, just listens, sees if it thinks it's okay, and starts transmitting without any knowledge of what's happening at the other side. So without any type of link coordination, system coordination, it just ran havoc, and the net result was nobody really was able to get their Wi-Fi to connect.
And just as a rough approximation, do you have any idea about how much this system cost to, you know, to be installed? You know, the overall cost of the system that didn't work very well?
Yeah, probably, you know, I don't recall the exact numbers, but you know how these things usually work. The equipment maybe costs $1,000 in total. I mean, the Wi-Fi has gotten very inexpensive, but the consultants probably charge $50,000. So, you know, so you can go with that. But by the way, how is our connection here? I didn't do anything at my end.
I fixed it from my end. We're down to 1/10 of a second. From 2 seconds down to 1/10 of a second.
I'm curious, what do you think the issue was?
I don't know, but what I did was I reconnected. I disconnected. I have, you know, I can point with the mouse, and I have lots of buttons here on the screen. And what I can do is I can disconnect my connection to GCN, and that's what I did. I disconnected, waited a couple seconds, and reconnected. And I did that a bunch of times, and finally I got it where I got a good connection. And what the class didn't know and what you didn't know, Bert, was I even disconnected while you were talking. So, you know, I figured I had about 10 seconds before you took a breath, and I disconnected and reconnected a bunch of times like that, and finally we got it. So that's where we are.
Yes, I did notice that after I finished talking and took a breath, we were in the middle of a commercial.
Yeah. Okay, please continue with this fascinating discussion about radio frequencies. And what you're sharing, I don't think the class was totally aware of, and now they have a greater appreciation for the sophistication and the lack of sophistication of these radio frequencies that are all around us. And one other thing, Bert, so if a person lives in an apartment building, what's the likelihood of having a greater amount of radio frequencies, Wi-Fi, et cetera, cell phone frequencies, microwaves, than if they just live in a single-family house in the suburbs?
Greater. I guess, let's say, 10 dB greater.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be as a factor of X? How many X greater would that be?
So, remember, a bell was 10 times, so a decibel is 1/10. And then 10 dB, you're back to a bell, so 10 times greater.
Mm-hmm. And what, okay, let's do it this way. A rural farm, kind of, you know, imagine our farm versus, you know, typical farm versus a single family house in a neighborhood versus an apartment building.
I'd say, you know, this is good. We got the dBs down here. I'd say 10 dB from you to the suburban house and 10 dB from the suburban house to the apartment building. If that apartment building is near the World Trade Center transmitter or some other major cell phone or radio or TV transmitter, you can add another 10 or 20 dB to that.
Okay, so from low to high, okay, the farm in the middle of nowhere versus the apartment building near the World Trade Center, or in, you know, in somewhere in New York City, Trump Tower maybe. How many? What X would we be talking about from low to high?
Well, I'd say just in terms of the aggregate power, maybe 50 dB. But in terms of individual signals, go back to the beginning of our discussion here today. Could be as much as 100 dB. Because if you actually, you know, try to just, you know, go to your farm, take some measurements on a spectrum analyzer, go to Trump Tower, take some measurements, you would actually find, and you don't even need to go to Trump Tower, you could just go to your local cell phone tower, you would find, as you measured these signal levels, at least 100 dB of difference between the ambient noise on your farm and across the street from the cell phone tower.
So what is the takeaway for our class, Bert? Most people have cell phones. Most people have Wi-Fi. Most people live in either a neighborhood or an apartment building. There are few of us who live in the middle of nowhere for a lot of reasons. So what is the takeaway for someone who lives somewhere in the middle, like in a home in a suburb? What can they do?
Well, minimize using your cell phone up to your head. So use Bluetooth, use hands-free. If possible, don't locate your house across the street from a cell phone tower. Remember, they're locating a lot of these now on power line, high-voltage distribution towers. If you notice, a lot of those towers now have cell phone equipment embedded into them. So avoid that. Obviously, don't live across the street from your radio transmitter or your radio, AM radio station. But all that said, one of the reasons that, we don't have a lot of data yet is that it doesn't mean for sure you're going to get cancer or you're going to get sick. Well, the best we can say now is your chances of getting cancer or getting sick have increased. But it doesn't mean, you might be destined to get cancer no matter what because of your DNA or just, things you ate. I guess you talk about that a lot with your doctors, Norm Shealy and other doctors you've had on. So, but the whole point is your chances, your odds of getting it go up. And just like how you eat and your diet, the same thing's true about where you are in the environment in terms of electromagnetic energy exposure.
Okay, how about this? There's some concern about window screens. Back in the 1950s, 1960s, well, back in the 1940s, window screens were made out of brass wire in a woven kind of a mesh. That was superseded by aluminum window screens because aluminum was much, much less expensive. And then that was superseded or replaced by fiberglass window screens. Now, some people believe that electromagnetic rays, wavelengths, radio frequencies are coming through their windows because it's easier to get through glass than it is in many cases than it is to get through a stone or a wood-framed, wood-sided house or aluminum-sided house. So, Bert, is there any advantage for going backwards in technology, replacing fiberglass screens with aluminum screens or brass screens to keep some of that electromagnetic radiation out? Is there any reason to do that or not?
Not really. I can't see why. And again, you're thinking in terms of visual, what you see with the eyes. Radio waves don't care about, the obstructions for radio waves are much different than what you see with your eyes. So you're talking about the windows, but what about the other 90% of the house that doesn't have windows? It may or may not be shielded for RF, and if it is, it might be just certain frequencies that it's shielding against. In other words, do you have fiberglass insulation with metal back, or most likely not? So do you have stucco, which my home does, which is a metal screen embedded in there? Well, that'll filter out, or filters may be the wrong word, but shield out some frequencies, but not others. So the window is really just a small part of it. And also your roof, obviously, signals can come through. I have a tile roof, and, radio waves can penetrate it fairly easily. In fact, I put we talked once about FM radio stations. I have an FM radio antenna in my crawl space of my roof, pointed out through the roof, and it works fine because there's really, except for a few nails, there's no metal in my roof.
Mm-hmm. If you were building a home today and you wanted to protect yourself from electromagnetic radiation, do you have any suggestions, or is it impossible?
You don't need to really use Wi-Fi everywhere if your house has been wired for Ethernet. So. Mm-hmm. you know, interestingly enough, there still is a little bit of radiation off of the Cat 5 cables from high-speed internet, but it's very low. And so to the extent you can, use a wired connection. So that's the first advice I would give.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did here at the farmhouse. We've got thousands, maybe just under 10,000 feet of wire in our farmhouse. We have coaxial cable for television, which we've never used. It's there. So we have, and we've done it in a star configuration, which means that all the wires go back to one point. So we have in every room of the house, there's a wire for telephone. Yeah, I'm talking about plain old telephone service. Then we have two Cat 5E cables for networking, and then we have one or two television coaxial cables. This is in every room. So it's all wired back to, we'll call it a wiring closet, which has network switches and patch panels and things like that. So that's what we did, and it works absolutely fine. And so I'm in 100% agreement with what you suggested. Okay, what else do you have for us on in class today?
So, again, you know, if you have a choice of using your cell phone or using a cordless phone, if you have, you know, not everyone has landlines anymore. I still have one. It's connected to a cordless phone system. Cordless phone, a little more powerful than Bluetooth, but much, much lower power than a cell phone. So if you are concerned about the high power levels, then avoid using your cell phone and go back to a 2.4 or 5.8 gigahertz deck or other wireless standard cordless phone in your house. And that will have a lower power density, electromagnetic energy power density.
Is there one frequency that you would recommend if someone wants to buy a digital walk around the house type of a phone that is cordless and has a reach of, let's say, 100 to 150 feet? Can you tell us that when we come back? Herbert Thomas is with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In the house. Do you have a frequency that you would recommend since there are different frequencies available of those type phones?
Yeah, sure. So, just recapping, you asked an interesting question. The earliest cordless phones, believe it or not, some of them used 1.7 megahertz, which was just above the AM broadcast band, and they used AM modulation. So you could actually listen to the cordless phones if you're regular radio tuned up just slightly above the end of the AM broadcast spectrum. But, getting to your question, there are a number of choices in the frequencies, and all but one of them overlap with Wi-Fi and other wireless devices. The one that doesn't is DECT, which is a European standard. The DECT 6.0 standard cordless phone uses 1.9 gigahertz, and there are a few cell phone systems there, but it's not going to cause the interference in your home that, say, a 2.4 or 5.8 would in conflicting with your Wi-Fi system. There's very good security on the DECT system, so if you were out shopping for a new home cordless phone system, that would be my recommendation, a 1.9 gigahertz DECT. The new standard is 6.0.
Back in the good old days, maybe a couple decades ago, Mrs. Finelli and the family and I were visiting relatives on the East Coast. And because it was almost a couple decades ago, because it was such a long trip, I brought my portable scanner with me, and I was looking for where all the police help was on the highways. And so I happened to have it, and I turned it on in their house, and I picked up one of their neighbor's cordless phones. And so I walked into the room where the where my relative was, and I said, "Listen to this. This is your neighbor." And she said, "That's really interesting, because it seemed like my neighbors knew everything that was going on in our house, because they had a cordless phone too." So there was a lot of snooping going on back then, with people listening into conversations of other people because they had cordless phones. What is the way to prevent that?
Yeah, and by the way, I'll tell you an interesting story. We've talked about cell phone standards before. 5G. Well, going all the way back to 1G. We didn't call it 1G. It was just cell phone. Those were unencrypted analog FM transmissions at, in the 800 to 900 megahertz region. And you could pick them up on a regular, you know, you mentioned police scanner, and I could certainly pick them up on my spectrum analyzer. And, you know, I have an option on my on our test equipment in our lab where we can FM demodulate the signals. So you could routinely listen to the first-generation cell phones on scanners. The good news is the latest standards, and especially the DEC standard I just mentioned for cordless phone, it's almost impossible to for someone else to pick up that signal. I would say it's impossible. I mean, you would need to have CIA-level equipment in order to decipher that signal.
Okay, a quick question. Talking about analog, you know, 1G. What about those bag phones? Is it possible? Those bag phones had a lot of transmission power, and they had a big battery. So these were those the days where you'd have a bag phone. You could have a cord going to an antenna stuck on the side window or the back window of a car. Those antennas were a little curly Q type spring, maybe it's a foot tall total. Is it possible to modify those to make them into a two-way radio, or is it too complicated to do that if you had two of them?
Too complicated to do that. You could just, why not just get a two-way radio?
Yeah. Because those phones would go for quite a distance, you know, 7 watts or so, maybe a little more than 7 watts.
There's lots of good two-way radio equipment out now on different frequencies, and, you know, we have a couple. We use them just for hiking or things like that, good to use. And by the way, if you're going hiking, bring, you know, besides your cell phone, if you're going on a long hike, bring a satellite transponder so you know where you are. And in some of them, they can actually have a communications channel.
With a satellite transponder? Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been cases of hikers disappearing. It's, you know, it's probably another story for another day. But there are devices that you can buy. The lowest cost of ones will just tell you where you are, obviously. But there are some trackers where they have, emergency transponders where you can send out a signal if something happens. Now, if you're abducted instantaneously, you know, there's not much time to do anything. But there are devices. So it's interesting that, you know, cell phones don't always work out in the middle of nowhere. And it's not necessarily because they couldn't work, but what they do on a lot, probably most cell phone towers, is limit the distance that they'll communicate with, even if they can pick up your signal.
Fascinating. Bert, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again. So let us know when your schedule permits, please. You've got quite a following, and I sent you proof of that and an email during the broadcast. Thank you so much.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.